Next day, if you need cash help, even if you have bad credit, go to 27cash.com. 27cash.com.
Why? Because I waited for 50 years to make you rich. You'll be able to spit nails, kid. Like the guy says, you're gonna eat lightning and you're gonna crap thunder. You're gonna become a very dangerous person.
Our show's name pays tribute to the Boer Trekkers of South Africa, who in 1838 soundly defeated 30,000 Zulus on the bank of the Nkomo River, thereafter called Blood River, from the water turning red with the blood of the slain. Miraculously, no Boer Trekker died and only three were wounded. Now your friend, Eddie Miller, will be your ambassador for tonight's show.
Well, good morning, good evening. Good afternoon, wherever you might be in the world, people, all you dear Blood River Radio family members, and all people that might not be Blood River Radio family members, you might just be tuning in. I would like to welcome you to Blood River Radio. My name is Eddie the Bombardier Miller, and I'm the founder and the host today of Blood River Radio. We're proudly syndicated by Liberty News Radio. Old Sam Bushman, who owns that thing, I talked to him several times last week. And, of course, he worships the ground I stand on. He might dispute that a little bit, but I know he loves me. Anyway, this is, in, just in case you know the date, it is, I can't believe it's January the 11th already, in the year of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, 2025. There's no people, there's no name under the sun which man can be saved other than Jesus Christ. If you've heard me say this 100 times, 1,000 times, How many days there are from October the 12th, 2018 to right now? That's how many times we've said it. That's how long we've been on the air. That there's no name under the sun that you can be saved other than Jesus Christ Almighty. Jesus Christ plus. And that being said, we're a Christian, hardcore Christian show. We have a great, great Christian man. He's also an intellectual. He's a practicing attorney with a great legal practice. He's coming on today. His name is Jason Robb. He's like my spirit son. He really is. Anyway, he's going to take us into prayer. He's going to be with us the first hour. And so if you will, Jason, if you will, son, introduce yourself briefly and say the prayer.
Yes. Thanks, Eddie. This is Jason Robb. I'm based out of Harrison, Arkansas, and I'm an attorney and Christian. And definitely a great lover of Blood River Radio. And so with that, let's start the show with a prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for today. Thank you that we can come on this show and spread some good news to our people, that we can sound the alarm of what's happening to our country and our race and our Christian religion. We pray that everything we do, we give you the glory. We pray that every day that you can give us the faithfulness to stand during these dark days upon our people. And we just pray for our listeners here, whatever they may be suffering from, that you'll bless them, bless their family members, and bless this this radio show. We pray that that we can hope give some light and hope to our people through this show. And we are thankful that you have given us the ability to awaken our people through Blood River Radio. We ask all this in your holy and precious name. Amen.
Thank you so much, dear son, my spirit son. I think I'm having a little bit of trouble with my mic. I'm not sure if I'm having a hard time coming through. I may have to troubleshoot it during the break. But Little Miss Teenage America told me that I think I may be not coming across you know, that great, but we'll fix it, whatever it is, people. I just let our listeners know we haven't had that trouble in for a while. I was plagued with that almost every week, but I've gone several weeks without having that problem. But I'm just like to let our listeners know, our family members know that we try to put out the highest quality product we possibly can. And we also like to pledge our unending devotion to our listeners who keep us a business and who keep us going. And help us fight for our ways. But anyway, I would like to thank you again like that, Jason. I really would. It's a great prayer. It really is. And I really appreciate you and love you like a son. I really do. And
I appreciate that very much, Ed. It's always an honor coming on the show. It's an honor to I'll just be part of the show, you know, even though I come on, you know, I'm not all the time, but I do. Every time I do come on, it always is, I think, to me, a treat. And I think people out there, the listeners, sometimes take the show for granted. It's always easy, you know, just to click on, well, the old days, you know, you would dial into the radio program, but now, you know, you're on your phone and everything else, digital age. But, you know, it's easy to do that, and sometimes people neglect to realize the work behind Blood River Radio, Liberty News Network, you know, all these people, and especially with Blood River Radio, really being hardcore information, hitting, you know, the information and getting it to the people. There's a lot of work behind it, and sometimes people take that for granted. And so I always appreciate people like you, Eddie, who's out there every day getting a top-notch radio program. And I would just encourage the listeners out there to, you know, support this program. So often we again neglect about that. And I was thinking about this the other day, Eddie. You know, you turn on the TV station and you can see these pet programs where they're saying donate $27 a month or $11 a month for, you know, the Tower to Tunnel program with the veteran. And I was thinking, you know, people should do the exact same thing for our calls. And Blood River Radio is one of those causes out there that people really should be supporting. You know, $10, $15 a month is so vitally important for this radio program, for all the not only the programs but the other things you do behind the show that people will never see. And so I would really encourage our listeners to do that, you know, just $10 a month, and that would really be helpful and appreciated, especially during this time of year, during the Christmas break and holidays, and everyone getting the aftermath of that. Money is always tight, but the love for our people and our race is something we should never forget and never should fall back on, and our listeners' responsibility. So I want to make that comment that people really need to take that as an effort to, you know, send some money every month and just do that religiously.
Jason, I couldn't thank you more. You're absolutely right. Like I was talking to you before the break, I told people today, I'll admit it, today I really did not want to be in here. We've been snowed in. I'm very active. I'm getting ready for my number 7th marathon, the New York Marathon. I'm 77 now. I'm closer to 78 than I am 70. I'm closer to 78 than 77. It's tough to run a marathon, even when you're young. Because I know people that have passed out trying to run marathons, but it's what keeps me alive. It's what keeps me sane. And I know this is totally aside, but to help keep me going, I'm not going to give the name because I don't want people getting to him. An eminent physician who is a director of medicine at a medical school is going to see me free of charge. He works with marathoners, half marathoners, ultra marathoners. He knows of my malady with the supraventricular tachycardia and stuff like that. I was floored when he sent me a message. A friend of mine who's a nurse practitioner got in touch with him. And he knows I run marathons for St. Jude. And this is his aside. I tell people stuff like this because a lot of our listeners get into us. I feel like they're family members, Jason, just like I feel like you're my son. I really do. I love you to death, just in your whole family. And by the way, everything you said about Blood River Radio can be said about you in triplicate, because you have worked your butt off. And, you know, the Knights of the Ku Klux Klan has stuck hard and haven't given an inch all these years. Anyway, this physician, I think it was God's, I was amazed, but he's going to keep me going. God willing, I'll run that New York Marathon. May try to run Nashville. Depends on if I get in shape. But anyway, our people like to know that. But that's what we do. We don't just do this all the time. It's really, it's very time consuming. It's hard work and it's stressful. And it's kind of dirty at times because a lot of people you thought you could count on, and Jason knows what I'm talking about, turn out you can't. You can't count on them. People that are in the so-called movement, somebody, if you show me 1,000 people and they'll say, oh, I'm in the movement, I'm a patriot. Well, out of 1,000 people, you'll have 500 different agendas. With that, I'll shut up. And we could use the money. And one last thing before we get a break. I'm proud to say, thanks to our precious donors, we paid, since Sam Bushman, Liberty News Radio, check, paying 1 year in advance. So we're good until January of 2026. We'll be right back, folks.
I'm Monica Schaefer from Canada, a former political prisoner. Here at Blood River Radio, we are not afraid to tell the truth and shame the devil. Our mission is to fight against white genocide. We do that by exposing the lies. We talk about the American Civil War. We talk about the vilification of German people and by extension, all white people. And we even talk about that linchpin lie, the Holocaust. Deception by the alien enemy within has brought us whites to our knees. My last words at the Schaefer's speech crime trial in Germany were, quote, if there was a law forbidding us to breathe, we would break that law immediately just to live. And so it is with this law. We must break this law in order to survive and thrive as a people, unquote. Please donate to Blood River Radio and help keep us on the air.
Looking for an IT partner that truly understands your needs? Managed IT Services is the answer. We meet with you regularly to discuss your goals and form a tailored technology plan. Our customers have called us a trusted advisor who delivers. When it comes to IT, we do it all. Firewalls, cloud storage, server migration, and more. Say goodbye to long-term contracts and hello to a team that earns your business month after month. Call 801-706-6980 now and let Managed IT Services transform your IT experience.
Have you ever had great honey? No, I mean really good, all-natural, raw honey. Well, now you can, thanks to localhoneyman.com. We can ship out our locally made honey all across the U.S. So don't worry, you won't miss out. Plus, Local Honeyman has so many different flavors, like Utah Wildflower, High Desert Delight, Happy Valley, and Blackberry, just to name a few. So purchase your delicious raw honey today at localhoneyman.com.
Dear Blood River Radio family, say we did that troubleshooting in Miss Teenage America. She is like my own precious little great-grandchild almost. She keeps us straight here, man. You know what she does? And I know our people like to hear this. She'll send me a little through our chat box. Papa, you forgot the donors. Papa, remember you wanted me to tell you that. You want to tell me this. And so we're all family here. And she's in Florida. And, you know,
Jay and his family, Lizzie in Florida, Sam's in Utah. I'm here in Tennessee. Jason's coming in from Arkansas.
And, you know, that's just the way it is here with modern technology. Anyway, I know I've been rambling on a lot, but it gets you down sometimes. I just want to let people know we are human. Sometimes we get kind of beat down, you know. But I hope it never shows through to our broadcast, because we have people that sacrifice greatly. I mean, we're talking about major sacrifices to keep us on the air, money wise. And
I would like just to pipe in there a second. People don't realize. Like before this. This last break, I was not talking about, just the amount of time on this show, that you do and behind the scenes and other programs. And, you know, people don't realize, you're not, you and other people out there, we're not supported by Fortune 500 companies. You don't get a check for $20,000, each month from the Chevrolet Corporation or for Ford or anything like that. You're supported by men and women that love this country, love our heritage and culture, and so you know you're supported by you know what we would call at the Knights Party just the mom and pops. You know, we're just the average folks
yes.
out there, and so we're not supported by big companies, and sometimes people forget about that, and they just truly don't understand that it's a passion and desire. You're not making money off this program, and sometimes people think that you're just rolling in the money, or other people in the organizations or groups are just rolling in the money, and it just doesn't happen. It's not true. People that have these type of shows and your program, for the most part, lose money because you're putting your own money in it, and there's obviously donors and stuff like that's helping for this program and the show, but it's not like you're living off the show, and that's what I think people don't understand is that it costs a lot of money to have this program. It costs a lot of money for Liberty News Network to do what they do. And it trickles down, and so no one's making off the money. No one's retiring from Blood River Radio and living in the Caribbean.
Got that right.
Like that. You know, it just doesn't happen. It's people like you do it because you truly love our people. You love America. You love our Christian faith, and you don't want our people to be destroyed. And so that's why you do it. You have a passion, and people need to get behind people like you in this program, so you can continue with the work. It's a very, very important. There's not hardly any, probably you might be the only one show out there consistently every week and having these type of hard-hitting shows that 99% of the people out there would not put on their programs. And so it says really a lot for you, and it says a lot for your listeners and even those that donate, because those donators behind the show, they are doing a lot of great service. They may not think about that, but when they're sending money in every month, it truly does help out. And these people that donate, they need kind of pat their back as well, because that's what continues the show. My dad has always said that it's kind of like you're in a war and you're fighting and you're shooting and you run out ammunition and you say, hey, I need more ammunition. And the guy next to you says, well, I just gave you some ammunition just a few minutes ago and you already used it up. You know, it's like, well, yeah, as long as you're fighting, you're going to have to continue to need more money. And so it's not like you send someone sends you money and is like, okay, well, that's all I need. No, we're good. Well, no, it's constantly is needed. And until we win this battle and this fight for our race, we will always need money.
Yes.
It never stops. It will never stop.
And I can give you my solemn vow too. Everybody and his mom that listens to Blood River Rodeo, they know that another one of my passions that keeps me alive. It literally saved my life becoming a St. Jude hero and running marathons, because I was near death, by God. I mean, I weighed 230 pounds, and I'm only about 5'8". I've shrunk about 2 inches. My blood pressure was 230 over 130. I was seeing a cardiologist. I was in cardiac ICU. I know how, but this is going to side, so I'll finish it up. I was being treated by psychiatric people at the Veterans Hospital. I had kidney damage. My adrenal gland, my left adrenal gland, messed up. I mean, I was just a total wreck. And there was a video made about me in this Memphis. I've never mentioned that, and not because it's glory, because the people that was I won't say who it is, the group I ran with in Memphis, we support St. Jude. They let the news people found out about me, did a little short video, et cetera, et cetera. But it was a miracle. God saved me. It was a miracle. And, we talk about our donors. We have a very small handful of donors. And I tell them, I don't say it's donations, I tell them a sacrifice. It's a huge sacrifice. Money is getting worse every day, harder to come by. And I just got to talking to a donor before we came on our show. Well, actually, just while we were near the commercial, Old Biscuit, without people like Biscuit and Jay-Z from Blood River Radio Zone, AZ, and Frank Hoat, and Jim from Washington State, and Dennis, and Pam in Virginia. Without people like that, you know, and without Ken in New York, we'd be no Blood River Radio. It costs a hell of a lot of money. It really does. I hate to even talk about money, but it does. It costs a lot of money. We had to sell gold. You know, back in 2018, I sold gold to get going. I didn't have any cash. But anyway, and you're right. Sometimes I wish I'll try to get off of this, but sometimes I wished I never got into this. Sometimes I wished I didn't feel so much because you can't stop. If it's in genetics, like Jason's and his dad and me, it's almost like a curse, Jason, to be called. The ministers, the Baptist minister, I tell people I'm a recovering Baptist. It's almost a damn curse to have this drive. It's a drive. You just can't stop. I mean, you want to sometimes, but it's in your damn blood. You think, I'm not going to quit. I'm going to fight by God. I'm going to have the sword in my hand. Even if the beast wins, God can count on me to the very by God end. I'm not going to stop. And the only reason I'll stop if our donors desert us and we just can't do it and we run out of money, because Sam has to have money too. And Jackson, you mentioned the reason we do it.
And Eddie, I'm going to pop in again. These donors out there, these listeners, you know, you're talking about, you know, you name some of these people. I know there's a lot more, you know, you could name.
You've donated those.
These donors or people out there that are listening, you know, saying, you know, showing how it can sometimes get depressing. You know, you see what's happening, and sometimes you feel like you're not making the headway, and it gets depressing. You know, we at our church, we always tell people, whenever you feel that way, if you're a father, if you're a mother, look at your child. If you're a grandfather or your grandmother, look at your granddaughter, look at your grandson, look at those kids, look them in the eyes, and tell them that they are not worth it. Tell them that they're not worth this struggle. Tell them though that they're not worth this fight in order to keep going. Because when you start realizing that it is not for yourself, it's for your children, it's for your grandchildren, that's what we're fighting for. You know, most people like you, Eddie, you know, my dad, you're about the same age as my dad, he will constantly say, you know, this fight and this struggle is not for me. You know, my window of on this earth is dimming very, very close, you know, in the days, in the future. These people out there, these kids and grandkids that you have, this is who the fight is for. This is the struggle is for. And so people need to think of that. Every time we get depressed, and we all get depressed, I get depressed, you know, and every time I think that, I go to look at my kids, and mentally I think I look at them, and mentally I think, I will never say, you are not worth it. You're not worth this fight. You're not worth this struggle, because I know it is. I know, and they are worth it. And that is something that these listeners out there, all your listeners, whenever they get, you know, depressed and struggle and say, I'm just going to quit, it's not worth it, at that point, that's when they really need to make that commitment again. That's when they need to go and walk in that next room to their children or their grandparents. If they see their grandkids, look in their eyes and just mentally think, you are worth this fight. You are worth the struggle. I will continue to do this until I'm dead. And that is something we mentally need to think about every single day, that this struggle is worth it. It is a hard road. It's a hard fight. It's not for the easy at task. There's a lot of struggle out there. But what else would we be able to do if we could be able to go in bed and go to and sleep and think, well, our children are just not worth it. They are worth it, and that's why we're involved in this fight and this struggle.
That's exactly why. I don't know how in the hell I could even think about quitting after you gave that. You make me feel like crap for saying I'm tired. But that's so true. Well, Jason, we'll get to go to our break, and we're going to come right back and continue what we're talking and shift gears a little bit as soon as we come back from this break. Be right back, dear people.
Your daily Liberty News Wire. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Jason Walker. If you had any doubts about it being winter, well, think again.
Temperatures this morning, International Falls, 14 degrees below zero. Chicago is a little warmer. Temperatures are only in the lower teens. Minneapolis, temperatures are right around zero. So very cold air across parts of the Dakotas, Minnesota, Wisconsin, Iowa. Pretty typical temperatures for a very cold air mass. At the moment, not a lot of records, though.
Bob Orovac, lead forecaster with the National Weather Service.
A lot of cold air in place across the country. It's really setting up the potential for a pretty, very impactful storm. Anywhere from the plains into the lower Missouri Valley, Mississippi Valley, Ohio Valley, and eventually into the eastern United States over the next several days.
And late today, parts of eastern Kansas and Missouri up to 8 to 12 inches of snow in bitterly cold conditions. Also at townhall.com, Congress notified by the Biden administration of a planned $8 billion weapons sale to Israel.
The sale includes medium-range air-to-air missiles to help Israel defend against airborne threats, 155-millimeter projectile artillery shells for long-range targeting, Hellfire AGM 114 missiles, 500-pound bombs, and more. It would add to a record of around $18 billion in military aid that the U.S. has provided Israel since the war began more than a year ago. I'm Julie Walker.
Police in Denmark are investigating a report of some 20 drones over the port of Kyiv, just southwest of Copenhagen. Police had been called to the site by a witness who claimed to have seen the drones that later disappeared at a very high rate of speed. Police are trying to determine who owns the drones, as no permission had been issued for the drone flights in that area. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Right now with an important
pain is affecting your life. I've got the perfect New Year's resolution for you. Make 2025 the year of feeling good again, the year of moving better, sleeping better, feeling more alive. Do it with Relief Factor. Relief Factor is a daily supplement that fights pain naturally. Developed by a team of doctors, it doesn't just mask pain temporarily, it helps reduce or eliminate pain. Over a million of us have turned to Relief Factor. Feel the difference it can make in your life. Give their 3-week quick start a try. It's only $19.95, less than $1 a day. Just takes a phone call to 1-800-4-RELIEF, 800-4-RELIEF. You can start feeling better in 3 weeks or less, and every day you feel better is a day you live better. Wherever you're hurting, back, neck, joints, or muscles, make 2025 the year of feeling good again. Try Relief Factor's 3-week quick start today. Just go to relieffactor.com. That's relieffactor.com, or call 800-4-RELIEF. That's 1-800-4-RELIEF for Relief Factor.
I'm Michael Hill, president of the League of the South. I and my compatriots are Southern nationalists. We seek the survival, well-being, and independence of the Southern people, our people. The League wants a South that enjoys the sweet fruits of Christian liberty and prosperity, but our current situation won't allow it. We must have our independence from Washington, D.C. and the globalists. The present system cannot be reformed. Without independence, we will continue down this path of destruction. To us, this is not acceptable. I'm asking you, Southern man and woman, to join us today to free the South. Call us at 256-757-6789 or see our website at www.leagueofthesouth.com. God save the South.
Do you treasure your liberty? Well, at LovingLiberty.net, we most certainly do. And we want to help protect your liberty, too. Become part of the family. Everyone knows that the core of any society is the family. Therefore, the government should foster and protect the integrity of its family, we the people. Won't you join us as a Loving Liberty sponsor to help us promote the principles in the 5,000-year leap? Let's restore the miracle that changed the world at lovingliberty.net.
As you are aware, America is divided over every fault line possible. This is intentionally fostered by those who do not love God, family, or country. We believe a peaceful future as a free people absolutely depends on civility. Clarion Call for Civility is looking for funding and volunteers at every level to make our hopes and efforts a reality. Please donate, sign our pledge, and help us in our sacred cause. Please visit callforcivility.com for more details. callforcivility.com.
Excuse me, Captain. I know this may sound silly, but can you fly?
Nope. Never had a lesson.
This is Blood River Radio family. Precious, precious Blood River Radio family. Well, Jason was really eloquent and passionate. I mean, my God, the last segment. I want him to continue on because I talked to Jason earlier today about certain things, and we talked about the love of our people. And if you're white and you can't love your people and you go to the other side, Jason, take off on that, brother.
Oh, yes, I'm definitely. Well, it really comes down to, you know, it always comes down to race. And we love our racial kinfolks. It doesn't mean that we hate or despise other races. We love our race and our culture. And that is something we believe is wealth, is well preserved, we should be able to preserve. While I was talking to you, Eddie, I pulled up a post that I remember that was said by Jean-Marie Le Pen. Now, he was, if people remember him, he was a French political activist. He basically was a nationalist. And this is what he said, and I think this kind of goes to everything what we're saying now. He says, quote, "I love my daughters more than my cousins more than my neighbors more than strangers, and strangers more than the enemies. Therefore, I love the French people more. I have that right. Then I love Europeans more, and then I love Westerners more, and then among other countries. I love more other nations than our allies and those that love our culture." And so what he was saying is basically we have a right to love our people. It is an inherent moral right. We have a right to love our race. We have a right to love our culture. We have a right to preserve that. And there's nothing evil behind it. There's nothing sinister behind it. There's nothing where we're saying that other races, that those races should not love their own race. We have a right to love our people and our race and preserve it. And we simply do not want to be genocide out. We do not want to be extinct. And we want to preserve it. We believe we have a beautiful culture. We believe we have a beautiful bloodline, a beautiful DNA to pass on to our children, to our grandchildren. We want to pass our hundreds and thousands of years of ancestors to the next generation. And there's just simply nothing evil behind that. We have a beautiful past. We have created a beautiful culture. We have a beautiful Christian religion. And there is nothing evil behind that. And unfortunately, we are now living in an age where the enemy wants that destroyed. They want our people to be annihilated and extinct. They want us to be ashamed of our past. They don't want our children and grandchildren to love their ancestors, because if they don't love their ancestors, then they will not fight for their future either. And so that is what it's all about, is we want to preserve our race and our culture. And even if we were just a bunch of cavemen that lived in caves and walked around and grunted and walked around with our hands on the ground, we still have a right to preserve that.
Yes.
We think we're more than that, but we still have a right to preserve it. And there's nothing evil to want to pass that on to the next generation. And that's what our enemy does not want us to do, because once we have that love for our people, then we're willing to fight for it. If you don't have a love for your ancestors and you don't have a love for your race, then you're not going to fight for it. And that's why they want to constantly demoralize us. That's why they constantly call us racist and evil bigots. And they call us all the names in the book, you know, white supremacists, Nazis, Klansmen, every name they want to call. They do that because they want us to not be willing to stand up faithfully for our race and culture. And so once we mentally say to ourselves, we are going to not go away and silent in the night, we are going to stand up and say that I have a right to be proud of being white. I have a right to love my culture and race. Once you are able to do that and pass that Rubicon and do that, then the enemy no longer has power over you. No longer the enemy can call you racist, and you'll be like, so what? You know? And then at that point, you can rise up, and you can faithfully serve our race and serve our culture. And it really comes down to loving our people. And that is something that we just have to continually press upon our people, that we have that right. There's nothing evil behind it. And mentally just have that. It's a mental warfare 99% of the time out there, because if you don't have that love, then you're not going to fight for our people. You'll say, yeah, we have a right to exist, we have a right to preserve our culture, but you're not really going to do anything about it because of the fact that it's not that big of a deal. But once you have that love, and once you can be instilling that into yourself and pass that on to your children, then that makes you more of a threat to our enemy, because they do not want us to love our people and love our culture.
Hard to follow that, son. I like to call you son because I do feel like you're my son. That's no BS. You know, and I was telling Jason before during the break that, and I get really, really passionate about it, that so many, too many, a heartbreaking number of our fellow whites, they look just as, they're white on the outside, but black and dark and evil on the inside. They actually seem to hate their own race. They hate us. And I've seen them. I see them all the time. These people, these white, self-hating whites, they will fight you. They will. They may not fight for anything else, Jason, but they will fight you over a black. I used to run. There used to be a woman who used to run in our group. She was one half my age minus 1 year. She was that way. She was attacked by blacks, and she would still stick up for them on more than one occasion. She was harassed at work. She had to take medication because the black that she supervised gave her so much hell. She still, nothing would change their mind. And those people, I look at them as the lowest of the low. I'm not as eloquent as Jason, so I'm going to say it the way I feel about it. And I've said this before. I think that a race traitor, a white race traitor, is the lowest thing on earth. I actually rate them maybe even lower than a pedophile. I compare them to a bitch dog that has a litter of puppies in a back alley somewhere. And as soon as they're born, she bites her puppies in the throat and in the head and kills them and goes over across the alley into a garbage pile and starts nursing a litter of rat puppies. That's how much I despise those people. They hurt us more. If it were not for those people, we would not be in, there would be no Blood River Radio, because there would be no need for it, because these blacks cannot do anything on their own. It's what a friend of mine said, the blacks, they can't organize a two-car funeral. And you know who gives them their power? And I'll give the credit to Dave Gaharry of Money Tree Publishing. He's always said it. He coined the phrase, and it's also true. It's always Jews all the time. These blacks, be it here in the South, be it in the North, in the cities, be it in South Africa, where the murder and the rape and the torture of whites goes on day and night, is stepping up now. They could not do that. They could have never started, and they could not continue on it without the Jews controlling them and supporting them. The Jews have got completely a complete control of the Western countries, the United States, Canada, Britain, you name it. They're totally controlled, and there's nothing a Jew hates worse than a white Christian. They hate it. Go to the Bible. We taught these scriptures 1,000 times. One of our favorite ones is St. John 8:44, when Jesus Christ looks at them in the eye and says, "You are your father, the devil." Just read that. Go. It's in the Bible. I mean, there's nothing lower. And so before we can ever get ourselves free, you know, we have to go to the very beginning. We have to get the root, the Jew. It's always the Jews. And I was telling Jason before we came on the radio today, there's no greater group of more people more brainwashed than with white evangelical Judeo-Christians. And I can think of none more brainwashed than the Baptists. And I can say that because I'm a recovering Baptist. But that's, you know what? And they've got complete control of the school system. And that's where it starts. They start brainwashing our children at pre-K, Jason, even with this LGBT, not just but hating themselves and loving blacks, but the LGBT. And when we come back, Jason, I was going to ask you, this is break. When we come back from break, I'm going to ask you, how can we better educate these people to break through this controlled school system and the controlled media? What can we do? We'll be thinking about that, Jason, and we'll come back for our last segment. Be right back, folks.
Bypass the mainstream narrative with Liberty News Radio at libertynewsradio.com. Engage with charismatic hosts live or on demand. We cover the crucial news focused on God, family, and country. News that other networks simply refuse to use. Think of LNR as hard-hitting news and podcasts at your fingertips anytime, anywhere. Join us at libertynewsradio.com. Empower your day with the truth, because the truth will set you free. libertynewsradio.com.
Introducing Managed IT Services from NPI. We offer top-notch data backup and recovery, email spam protection, and network security tailored to your needs and budget. With 20-plus years of experience in the medical field, our HIPAA-certified consultants know what it takes to protect sensitive information. Don't settle for less. Give us a call at 801-706-6980 and experience the difference with Managed IT Services. Remember, your IT support should be fast, efficient, and reliable.
Hey, this is Matt from Blood River Radio. Blood River Radio is your voice to save our land, our people, and our future. We propose Christian solutions to an anti-Christian assault on our bloodlines. We love what we do, but we cannot do it without your help. The annual operating cost of Blood River Radio is more than even a team of people should bear alone. With your donation, we can take the fight to our enemies and hold our own people accountable for their treachery against us. Please go to our website, www.bloodriverradio.com, and find a way to help us that is suitable for you. We are thankful for any cash, check, or money orders we get. We also appreciate your correspondence or letters of encouragement. Once again, please help, and thank you for joining the fight.
What we've got here is failure to communicate. Some men you just can't reach.
Dear Blood River Radio family, this is I wish this time didn't go so fast. But right before the break, I was naming some things, some problems. One of the some people, there's no excuse. I know they brainwash people in the school system. But listen, I was trying to brainwash. It wasn't as bad when I was in school, but I didn't fall for it. It was coming through the churches then. The blacks, they have it so bad. Their schools are worse. Their neighborhoods are first. Well, who the hell likes it that way? But anyway, the school system right now are just a bed, Jason, of satanic. I mean, it's the Democrats are just flat-out Satanists. They're no longer just liberal and leftists and Marxists. They are flat-out Satanists. And right. That they want our children. They said they're going to come get our children. And they're doing it. And they're started in the school system. Jason, is there any way on earth we can break through the governmental school system and get to our children, hopefully before they're past a critical age, maybe 8 or 10, and teach them that you don't have to be ashamed to be white? You should love your people. How can we get to them, Jason, to teach them the things that you've been talking about?
Well, that's a really good question, and I'm sure probably there's a lot of people out there that have answers or opinions on that. You know, a couple things I would say just for the listeners out there. One is, you know, we have to get our lives in order before we can be effective to our people. We have to make that commitment to our people and our children, our families, and we have to get our families in order before you can be a person out there to witness to them, to your families and friends. You have to get your family in order first. Secondly, people out there that may be just turning onto Blood River Radio for the first time or maybe new to it, if you have children in the public schools, you got to get them out. They're in indoctrination camps. You got to get them out, and you need to start homeschooling. Most states, you're going to be able to homeschool your kids. We homeschool our kids. You got to get them out of the enemy. I heard a person say a year ago, I thought it was really good, you would not trust the government to control your money. You would not trust the government to control your medical needs. You would not trust the government on how you raise your kids. But why do you want to trust the government on raising your children in these public schools? So the best person who can raise your kids right is yourself, the mom and dad. Pull them out of these public schools and start homeschooling them if you're able to. In most states, you're able to do that. It might be financially difficult, but how important are your children? Do you want your children to grow up and basically be a person that does not love their race, who do not love their culture and despises it? Or do you want them being raised in an environment and in a family at home that's going to pass that on to their children? Again, we have to look at the long term. So one is we got to get these kids out of the public school system. And so the listeners out there, if they have children, they got to do it. They just have to do it. Secondly, if you got parents that, for whatever reason, you know, they're in the public schools and they say, I just cannot do it, then you can't rely on the state control school systems to raise their kids. You got to make an effort. When they come home, what are they being taught? What are their programs? What are their school lessons? And you got to go over that with a fine-tooth comb and really pay attention to that. And then with that, you also have to really be on top of that and really instill that love of their culture and race. And you have to do that when they're young as much as possible, because as they get older and they've been tainted by the school system, it's going to be harder down the road. So you have to do that. As the average mom and dad out there who may not be racially inclined, they know something's going on, that's a hard subject. And I don't know if anyone has an answer to that, except I think we see, for the most part, a tide changing. We see our people realizing that the public school system really is just an indoctrination camp. And I believe, as a Christian, that God does things in order to push things towards His way and how He sees things and His ultimate goal. And so He puts things out there where it's making difficult, our people's eyes are opening up, and we have to be there as much as possible. You know, we as individuals are not going to be able to solve the problem ourselves, but we can do our small part and reach our people and even with the kids in the school system. And so I think as far as an immediate effect of what we realistically can do, if you have kids, get them out of the school system. You got to do that. I think that's the number one thing that we can take control on our personal lives when we have children in order to raise them right.
You know, Jason, you mentioned homeschool. I've often wondered if a group of like-minded people like you and I, if, say, a group of two, three, four mothers band together and could share, you know, to buy the textbooks, could share the teaching, it might make the cost a little better financial-wise. Also, they could have
I will say this, Eddie. If there's anyone out there, if they would send something to you, asking more information about that, if you want to forward that on to me, Rachel, who's my sister, she wrote a book a few years ago, Homeschooling for the Racial Minded Parent. It's a very good book about homeschooling and how to do that with a racial minded and basis. And so we can help on that as far as give them some booklets and give them some different, organization. They may not be racial organizations per se, but we can help them on that path of homeschooling. And then also, you know, with other homeschool parents and stuff like that. So that is something we've been working on for many years.
Wow.
And so that is something that if someone wanted to send you an email, want to get more information, if you forward that on to me, you know, we can get that. But, you know, the parents are out there, they're scared because they've been taught that they are dumb and they can't raise their kids and they can't educate their kids. And they've been scared into not wanting to homeschool their kids. And since the beginning of time, parents have always homeschooled their kids. The founding fathers homeschooled their kids. The average founding father, people don't realize that, could speak three or four different languages. They could speak Latin. They could speak Greek. They could speak French. They were very educated people, but they were all homeschooled too. And so that the system has really put fear in the average mom and dad out there, thinking that they are dumb and they're ignorant in raising their kids and educating their kids. And so it's basically get away from that fear, get away that concept. The moms and dads out there, they are smart enough to raise their kids. Most parents are able to tell their kids 2 + 2 = 4. It's not 5. It's not 3. And so something as simple as that, I would like to tell them that they are smart. They are able to do that, and they just need some encouragement behind them. So yeah, they can send me whatever the information to you, Eddie, and we can assist them on that.
That's fabulous. You know, I knew you had in the Christian Center up there, Revival Center, the big, it looks like an old Southern mansion. I knew you were getting a library and things in there, but I didn't know you had gone to that great extent. Maybe we could get Rachel to come on and go into it. Maybe you and Rachel could come on and go more in depth in the very near future.
Yeah.
Another thing they teach in these homeschools, they teach them that if your little boy, little Johnny's not a Johnetta, and he doesn't wear a bra when he gets into training school, and little girl, and little Mary, she's not George. You can't just pick what sex you want. Homeschoolers don't teach that garbage, and you know, there's morality. And there's what's the word I'm trying to look for? There's a lifting of spirits if you're in a group. And a lot of kids like to be with other groups, other kids. I hear some people say, well, homeschoolers, they're separated. Well, if a group of people to get together like that, you know, that would solve some of that problem. But yeah. I agree with you, Jason. Our people have got to get our kids out of those satanic indoctrination centers called schools. That's for sure. Probably the worst thing ever done in this country, one of the worst things, was to make it mandatory to get public schools, make it mandatory. Because in these big cities like Memphis, they're nothing but just breeding centers where these blacks, these feral blacks, they go and they get 3 hots, and sometimes they get more than that. Even in the summer, they get every kind of, you know, just every kind of program you can think of that doesn't, it's not even connected to school. And it comes at the price.
Then you have these, you know, white parents with the kids that are having to deal with, you know, violence in the school system, you know, just
yes.
being white.
Jessica, do you have one more segment? When we come back, the first segment, I'd like to give the website, your website, your dad's website. So hang on for at least one more segment, if you would, brother. Hey, be right back, folks. We're transitioning to the second hour. We're going to pick up the bitter ender, and we're going to bring on Mike Weaver, who is the founder of the Goyam Defense League. Be right back, folks.